This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
All right, 3 o'clock hour. We're starting a little bit late because we went long with Gino Toretta, but that is par for the course for us. Mike Cugno is going to join us this hour from the Dolphins facility. Mike McDaniel is going to be speaking at 3:45, from what I understand. So let's get a quick look at the headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
So the Dolphins did make a roster move today. They cut safety Marcus May, and they have activated rookie safety Patrick McMorris off the injured reserve list. So they waived Marcus May, and they've activated Patrick McMorris.
All right.
They need better safety play. I told y'all Poyer's not doing it, and I'm a fan of Marcus May. He was hell when he was young, but he's old too. Octogenarian secondary for a little while. Yeah,
that is true.
I ain't like it.
Yeah, apparently they're going to want to try to keep Marcus May on the practice squad if he ends up clearing waivers, but that is today's move. Obviously, Dolphins, Thursday, Thanksgiving night in Green Bay, they will play the Packers.
I hate it. I really do. Short
night.
Week.
Prime
short
time.
Week and cold. I didn't even know Tua was 0-7 under 40 degrees, whatever it was you said. Like, I hate this game. I really do.
It's a tough one, but it also can break a ton of narratives if they do win.
Well,
they go on the road, beat a good team. In cold weather, in prime time, like, this will bust a lot of narratives.
Yes, and one of them young quarterbacks coming up behind Tua. Everybody loves Jordan Love. Tua's questioned all the time. I'm with you, but I hate this game. I really do. As a Dolphin fan, I hate this game.
I mean, Jordan Love got paid also.
Yep.
So, like, both these guys got paid.
Very similar, like, situations. But Jordan Love does get, I think, more national respect and love. Tua gets questioned way more than Jordan Love, I think.
Brian Flores made Tua a little baby, went to Minnesota, and has one of the best defenses in the league, and nothing happens. Brian Flores is respected. He made Tua this little delicate flower.
Again, I hate to do this because Tua deserves a ton of praise right now.
You
but
hate Tua. You hate Tua.
I don't. I do not hate Tua. I just would like to point out that last year, despite a small sample size, the Packers quarterback led them to a victory in a playoff game on the road.
Understood. That's the argument, Ender. I get it. Any conversation around Tua always comes back to that. I get it. I'm not certain that it's unfair to do it that way.
How about I tell you this? Tua's numbers, they overshadow Jordan Love's regular season numbers, hands down. Tua's a top in every category. Through 17 games, Tua makes Jordan a quarterback that plays the South Plantation. But since Jordan Love won a playoff game, now you like Jordan Love over Tua. That's the argument, Solana, that I just I don't understand that side of it.
It's not that simple, though, because it's not just the playoff win. Look at this year. His team is 8-3, and he missed some games early on in the season. But
shows you he's not as valuable as Tua.
That's fine. I'm willing to concede.
Our backup came in. We looked like a single A team. His backup came in. They kept winning.
I'm not telling you Jordan Love's a better quarterback than Tua. I don't know if that's true or not. Right now, to me, Tua's been the better quarterback. But just going to your argument, Hawk, the reason why I don't think it's unfair that Jordan Love gets praise and Tua is still questioned, I think it has to do with the fact that in 1 year, Jordan Love, on the road, beat a Cowboys team in the playoffs and then almost won another playoff game, and Tua missed the Dolphins' first opportunity in the playoffs because he was injured with his second concussion, and then last year they got blown out in Kansas City. That's why, and I don't think that's unfair.
Jordan Love or Tua?
That's not the conversation, though.
That is the conversation. Jordan Love is a more successful winning quarterback than Tua. But Tua's numbers, Tua's efficiency, Tua's yards per play, yards per every damn whatever PRs you want to throw out there, Tua's better. But then the team, the organization goes further. So Jordan Love's better quarterback than Tua. Like, that's really what it is. Like, are we managing this right? Or is Tua not as good as Jordan Love? Is Tua not as good as these young quarterbacks?
You think one day we might say that Jordan Love is the greatest quarterback in Packers history?
Why you always talk when I'm rolling and you want to come that crazy?
Who would you rather have, though, for the next 10 years as your starting quarterback, Jordan Love or Tua Tagovailoa?
Hawk.
I'm a Tua guy. I do like Jordan Love, though. He's really good. That's a tough question.
That's a tough one.
Jordan Love's been more durable, but he's still been dinged up with injuries. He's missed time as well.
Smaller sample size, though. Tua's been in the league 5 years. I mean, Tua's been injured every year except for one. Yeah. But Jordan Love has literally played one season for the Packers.
It's funny because the puppy from Washington, I would take over Tua. The guy, was it Houston? What's his name?
C.J. Stroud.
Stroud, Jaden Daniels. Like, that's a good argument. I don't think I'd take Jordan Love over Tua. I don't think I've seen enough out of Jordan Love.
You wouldn't take Jaden Daniels over Tua yet.
I think he's saying he would.
I'm saying you wouldn't. That's terrible. That's ridiculous.
Looks pretty good this year, Hawk, doesn't he?
Understood, but you had the conversation about RG3 looking good.
I did.
In the first year. I wouldn't go off 10 games.
Yeah, and they've lost three straight. I don't think they're losing because of him, but C.J. Stroud also doesn't – he right now is like a sophomore
Nowhere
slump.
Near as good as he looked last season.
You saw they lost to the Titans this week, and he threw a bad interception as well. Like, he doesn't look as he was advertised to look this year.